Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belsack.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belsack, and in this episode, I'm going to share five questions that you can ask when you're networking with somebody to help you build better relationships, help you turn strangers into friends. So that's one of the toughest parts about networking. Once you get in the door, once you have a conversation with this person, what do you say? And this is especially true when the connection is happening on the spot. So let's say that you're at a networking event or you're just meeting somebody face-to-face for the first time. It can be really hard to kick things off in a way that is meaningful and memorable and actually feels good and not transactional, right? So here are five of my favorite questions that you can leverage to help you turn more of these strangers into friends. The first question is, what are you most excited about in the next 6 months? And the reason I love this question is because it gives the person carte blanche to talk about anything that they're excited about in the next 6 months. So it could be work-related, it could be personal, you know, it could be a trip that they're taking, it could be a project they're working on, any of these things. But we leave that space for them, or we create that space for them. And then we know it's going to be something positive because we're asking them what they're most excited about, right? So we're immediately going to latch onto a topic that we know that they're into. The second question is, what's the coolest thing you've done in the last 6 months? So this is essentially asking the same question, but in a different way. And sometimes it can go back to back. So if they're not sure what they're most excited about for the next 6 months, you can ask them about the coolest thing they've done in the last 6 months. Sometimes it's easier for people to recount experiences that have happened rather than think ahead and make up stuff on the spot, especially if they don't have a plan or they haven't thought about it. So this is just another angle that may be a little bit easier to answer, but the principles are the same. By asking them about the coolest thing they've done, we know we're going to get a positive topic that this person likes talking about, and then we can go in from there. The third question is, if you could wave a magic wand and change anything about blank, what would it be? And this works particularly well when there is some sort of either pain point or challenge or piece of news or whatever it is that you have in common. So if you both work in the same industry, maybe it's something that the industry is facing right now. If it's somebody else that works at the same company that you haven't connected with before, maybe you mentioned this about a product or a process or a team or anything like that. This is awesome though, because essentially we're opening the space again. Notice how all these questions are creating space. We're creating the space for them to talk openly about something that they want, right? A change or an upgrade or whatever. And when they mention that, then we can start to riff off of the experience that they have. We can start to share our own. The important thing here is, again, to choose your topic carefully and make sure that it's something that you can both speak to. Because when you give them that opportunity, we want to make sure that we can immediately jump on top of that. We can empathize with them. We can relate with them. And we can make sure to take this conversation to a deeper level as well. The fourth question you could ask is, if the host of this event made you get up and give a 20-minute talk about anything, what would you talk about? So this is kind of a fun one because it pushes people to dive into topics that they're well-versed in. And typically, if somebody's well-versed on a topic, they enjoy speaking about it. And this is kind of a fun exercise to bring that up. And then you can go a little bit deeper. You can say, you know, why'd you pick that topic? Or, okay, you know, start me off. Like, what would you say? Like, what would we focus on? I don't know anything about this. Or, you know, I've read a little bit about this, but I don't know the details. You know, I'd love to learn a little bit more from you. What we're doing with this question is giving this person the ability to share what they feel like they're an expert on. And then by positioning them as the expert, we can sort of play that mentor-mentee role and ask them questions about it. We can have them teach us something, right? And whenever we teach somebody something, whenever we add value to somebody, that feels good, right? So that's a way to make them feel great by positioning them as the expert, by positioning them as the person with the knowledge and the value. And the last question I might ask is, what's something most people don't ask you about that you love to talk about? So this is essentially another version of the previous question. It's a little less intense, I might say, but a lot of people have stuff that they really enjoy talking about, but nobody ever asks them about it. So if you give them the space to open it up, to share that, then you can start to have a deeper conversation there. So these are five questions that I love to use, and they may sound a little funky off the bat, right? You're not just going to show up, shake somebody's hand and say, hey, if you could wave a magic wand and change anything about our product, what would it be? Or, you know, hey, if the host of this event made you give a 20-minute talk, what would it be? That's not going to be your first question. Typically, what I like to do is break the ice a little bit, and I might say something like, you know, hey, I'm sure everybody here is asking you, you know, what it's like to work at this company or what a day's like, you know, in your role. But, you know, I think that's, you know, we end up giving the same answer every single time. So if you're open to having a little more fun, here's a question for you. What are you most excited about in the next 6 months? Or if you had to get up and give a 20-minute talk, what would you talk about? And so we're kind of couching it a little bit. We're kind of warming the person up to the fact that this question might not be traditional, but typically when you do that, the person is ready for it. They're willing to engage, and that's where the fun starts to happen. So I would test some of these out and I would see, you know, when you feel like they're, you know, best to insert into the conversation that you're having. These can be done virtually. They can be done in person. Again, I find that these typically work best when there isn't much pre-existing information. If I do have pre-existing information on the person, I might do some research. I might take that. I might try to find a more specific or direct angle. But if we're just put on the spot, if you're at a party, if you're at a networking event, whatever it is, these questions tend to get people talking about things that they like. And that tends to take you down a path where you're creating a rapport very, very quickly. You're having fun. The conversation is light and easy. And that is the foundation for a great relationship. So I hope you'll test some of these out. I'd love to hear what you think as you start to implement them. But that's it for today, and we'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.